I'm a boss, so the bottles pop, models.
Wow! You feeling that, my brother?
How hot is hot?
Yeah, it's coming down at 97, the official number one stage hip hop.
Yeah, that was 50 Cent.
Yeah!
That's how we do.
Featuring Gang.
Ooh!
Oh.
Nice! You said featuring Game Olivia. Wow!
Nice!
Misunderstood what it is.
It's on the album.
We are family over here, loyal. Once you break it, I mean, come on.
All right, now I'm gonna ask. So, Game.
Yeah.
But I wanna go through, like, man.
I'm so disappointed.
I have never seen a rapper.
Mm-hmm.
Beefing with three. I mean, I thought it was three. It's probably five or six.
It's growing.
Credible rap dudes on a record and someone on his label. This is a first for me.
This is, like, crazy. I mean, you know what? Like, I'm really disappointed.
What was the first thing that Game may have said to make this uncomfortable where you felt different about him?
Yesterday, you know, when he got on the radio. No, it wasn't yesterday. It was Saturday. He got on the radio and he said
tapped him in the vibe, though. You tapped him. You
told. No, that was the truth. It was the truth. He was getting dropped. He was being dropped from Aftermath Records, man. They asked me, why else would they let me be a partner on a record that they had signed for 2 years?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Creatively, they got stuck in the mud with it, and I came through and helped the car move. That's it. I worked on every record this guy's put out to date commercial. He went overseas, he heard the people screaming Game, and he came back and he bugged out on us. Like, it's too much for him.
He was with Dre, signed to Interscope before even signed to the label.
Aftermath Interscope.
Before you even met
No,
Dre.
Right after my album went out, they signed him as the next thing that they would do.
After,
and he sat there for that 2 years while Banks' album went on sale, Buck album went on sale, Beg for Mercy went on sale, he sat there and still couldn't complete the record. So
okay.
They asked that I would work with him. When I went in and worked with him.
So before you worked with him, this project would have came out, Aftermath, Interscope, and Dre.
Yeah.
Okay, so you decided to go in and put this project on
Yeah, I thought it was
G-Unit.
A good idea to do the record.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you look at his album outside, there's six records on the album that I wrote. It's Hate It or Love It. The first three records he put out, I'm on them. West Side Story, How We Do, Hate It or Love It. Those are the three singles to date. So every record that he's selling is based on me being on his record with him. His album is my EP before my LP.
But was there a point where you felt he was being ungrateful about this?
Or yeah,
he wasn't,
that's what...
That's
why that bugged me out. Like, because I'm like, man. And I overextended myself to him because he was the person that I sat down and actually... He's been to my house.
Okay.
I don't know what the inside of Dr. Dre's house looks like.
Mm-hmm.
I brought him there and sat there and made the records that he had. A lot of those records, I muted vocals. I had already wrote those records. Mm. I muted my vocals and said, go ahead, you know, this, we're going to get your joint done. Let's get this, you know, because I put it on deck and get this off before I come with mine. You know what I mean? Mm. And for him to turn around and say those things, that disrespectful, I'm like, man, there'll be things that float in the street, things that they, you know, that there's a problem.
He mentions
because
the time.
He says a lot of things and then turns around and takes it back. You know what I mean? Like, he says what he said about Jay-Z to make him attack him. Then when he does it, he says, nah, I ain't do that. With Dre, I don't know where Dre stands on the situation. You know what I mean?
And has he talked to you about what's been going on with you and Game?
Nah, I haven't even communicated with him about it. They've been calling. Interscope like crazy. They call him. And they figure the things that I say to the general public at this point,
mm-hmm.
just telling them the facts, the truth, or destroy the perception of Game as an artist. You know what I mean? And it's the honest to God truth.
Do you think Game has a problem with the relationship that you have with the rest of the team?
I think he has a problem with my position. I think he'd like to be 50 Cent. 50 Cent.